You know, we've had so much fun sort of telling you the stories of the people who are making an impact in our community in a lot of different ways. Some of it's through philanthropy, you know, some of it's through giving back. Some of it is quality of life. And quality of life is a very important aspect. And you've got to do all of these things in a community at the same time. You got to literally have a food drive and help people. But you also have to have things for people to do and experience and recreation. And there wasn't a happier place, I don't believe, this entire 2019 year than the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. Lindsay, would you agree that that seemed to be a place where people of all demographics just kind of converged and smiled
in
a
fact,
lot?
The term happy place, I heard more times just talking to people while at the Devon. This is my happy place.
Yep. And it was like, okay, I got to stand in line for a beer. I'm happy.
I'm happy.
You know, okay, I got to wait to get some of this food. I'm happy. And I'm on and on and on and on. So it is a great pleasure. And normally we're doing these interviews sort of one at a time, but Mike was getting out of here for vacation. And I thought, you know, this is sort of the yin and yang of the Devon Amphitheater, because you got kind of the guy who's out front booking the bands, and he's, you know, figuring out what musical acts are going to be on the stage and up on the stage. And then you got the guy who's doing all the behind the scenes operation stuff. Now, both are equally important to your happy place. Your happy place doesn't run without this. So this is sort of our ham and egg of the list here. We introduce you to Mike Wilcott and Clay Gerhardt. I don't need to introduce you. Everybody knows. But kudos for what you guys did this year. I think that there were some people in the community that were skeptical. Even some in the media that thought, okay, well, you know, this, yeah, sure, this amphitheater looks nice, but, you know, are people really going to come out and support it? And so, Mike, I want to start with you, because I think that the lineup that you put together really helps cement that. I mean, I think as the season was going on, people would come see anything just because they enjoyed the experience. But from opening day weekend, what you did was create a place where a lot of this community could come out and really just get away from life for a couple of hours and have a great time.
And that was part of our goal. You know, we always hear people and see people on social media what Decatur isn't and what it can't be and why we can't have nice things. But they're the ones stopping it from happening. So if you as a person buy into your community, buy into what's going on in your community, then you become an influencer. You become a positive influence amongst others that are trying to be negative. So it was part of breaking the stigma. And, you know, you mentioned naysayers and things. And you know, there was times at the beginning that I was doubting myself. I mean, making a complete career change. A little frightening.
Sure it is.
But I just kept plowing through and kept trying to stay focused and positive. And, you know, fortunately, we found a lineup that appeased a lot of palates. It didn't please everyone, but you can't please everyone.
Yeah, but I think it became less about the acts as the season, you know, because you would see crowds on, like, just the free Friday night movies or whatever. I think if you did opening weekend at the end of the summer,
yeah.
I mean, you would have had a sellout all three nights. Because it's just like every week the word of mouth was – not just the acts are great, but the venue itself, there was just something special about it.
Yeah, we were constantly, all season long, just reviewing, you know, week after week. Hey, one of the patrons said this about, you know, some concern or complaint, and we would want to make sure we discuss that, and if there's a way to change it, or does it need changed?
Yeah, because sometimes just because someone has a complaint doesn't mean it's a legit complaint.
And sometimes they just need educated on what actually is happening, because they think, well, I can't do this, why can't I do this? Then you tell them, oh, that makes a lot of sense. I didn't think about that.
All right. So, Mike, talk to me a little bit about your early life and who your early mentors were.
Well, grew up here in town. Went to LSA, kindergarten through eighth grade, and then transitioned to Stephen Decatur High School after that. But growing up, you know, my parents had divorced, so I got different influences at each household. You know, Mom taught us, you know, a lot of things about, you know, manners and being polite and saying thank you. And it's funny how little people hear thank you sometimes, and just saying those two words makes a big difference to them. And then at Dad's house, you know, I saw him working constantly and just constantly being nice to people and you having a good attitude about life. And then you, as you grow up, you get around more people that influence you, and had some great teachers all amongst the years, countless. I mean, too many to mention, but some really pushed me harder than others did. And then you in high school, was active at my church at St. Paul's, and played basketball on a travel team we had. And we got a new coach our junior year, and when he first came in to meet with us, we all said, man, I don't know if this guy's going to be good for us or not, because he's kind of rough around the edges, we thought at first. But as we got to know him and he got to know us, he became a great role model for us. And Mike Greenwell, our coach there, was just a great man, and gave back countlessly of his time. Monetarily, he gave back to the team, helped us kind of get back on track for a program that kind of struggled for a couple years, and then eventually rolled into becoming the LSA high school basketball program.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing stuff. Pretty I don't want to give away all the answers. You can go to nowdecatur.com. Mike has a Ralphie moment from A Christmas Story with a BB gun. There's a whole thing there.
I didn't shoot my eye out.
I know, but everybody's got a great BB gun. So anyway, you can check it out at nowdecatur.com or on nowdecatur social media. Clay, you're a behind-the-scenes guy. You're probably not comfortable right now at all.
Not at all.
Yeah, which is okay, because I think it's important to point out that behind-the-scenes guys and gals are every bit as important as the people that are out on the stage, and they do have a huge influence. I mean, the space I'm talking about, you know, of that amphitheater, you had such a great role in making that be that happy place, not necessarily booking that band that everyone liked, but the enjoying of that space and making it kind of a go-to every weekend kind of thing. I know you were there with a big smile on your face every show, right? Even though it was a lot of hard work.
Exactly. You know, I love watching people just have a good time. And the Devon really brought a lot of people out who just wanted to have a good time.
And kept growing every weekend.
Yep.
There's no doubt about it.
Yep.
All right, so talk to me about some of your early influences. You've been around the block. You've done some great things. You've been a part of Farm Progress and, you know, how many community leaders breakfast. And you've been involved in the community for a long time. What got you started?
You know, the operations field has always been kind of my dream job. And I had an opportunity to go over to Richland Community College and work there for several years. And David Holtfreder, who was then the director of operations, really took me under his wing, probably a little begrudgingly, because I asked a lot of questions. I constantly was thirsting for knowledge and what he knew and how to run events. And, it started out, we were doing the Farm Progress Show concerts out of the college, and we brought in some big country acts there, and then morphed into, hey, you're going to run the Farm Progress Show from the operations side for Richland. And loved doing that, learned a lot, really gained a lot of valuable experience in that. And, he was just a guy who always kind of held my hand, but would give me a good kick in the butt when I needed it. And, then had an opportunity to come over to the Park District and to watch the Devon come out of the ground from nothing. I remember when that was just a big, giant, flat parking lot. And for the folks to have the vision they did and for Howard to step up and fund that initiative, just an amazing opportunity for Decatur.
Well, I'll tell you, and Lindsay, you know this for a fact. When I needed something, behind the scenes, and there was a point where Howard was going to come to the Devon to see a show with his wife, Devon, who the amphitheater is named after. And I wanted to make sure that thing, happened, like without any wrinkles. And so the first person I contacted was Clay about, how are we going to do this and get him in and out. And he just everything, just perfect and took care of it all. But I think that people had that experience all summer, VIP or not. And I want to point out, season tickets go on sale today, right?
Yeah, we did
for
renewals.
The general public.
Yeah, we did renewals for about 2 weeks. And then now today, the public can purchase them. We have a limited number of reserved seats available still. Then we have a number of terrace level tickets available, and then lawn.
And what about sponsorship possibilities? I know that after this incredible year, it was probably a lot easier to go out and sell this thing than it was as a rendering, But I was out there with you guys the other day, and you guys are creating new sponsorship areas.
Yeah, we needed to. We never want to take away from the public and their experience, but obviously financials are a big lifeline to your future. So if you can get constant financial support, you've got to take it. Within reason. And we had some sponsors that came out and said, hey, I want to be part of this, but here's what I'm looking to do. Do you have anything? We're like, well, we currently don't have anything like that. But we sat down, we decided some things. And again, like the guys behind the scenes went to Clay and said, hey, can we do this? He goes, I think so. Yeah, I'm going to look at it. And so Clay takes and looks at it and goes, yeah, this is doable.
Yeah,
so,
but you got to remember once again, the sponsors are still bringing the public. I mean, those people are still there
absolutely.
To enjoy the show. They're just as much a part of the public as always. But season tickets are, I know it's maybe tough to say, hey, buy season tickets and you don't know necessarily who all the acts are going to be, but you know what last year looked like. The season tickets are the best deal of the year, and you could go in it with somebody. I mean, you're probably not going to go to every show. So what are we talking cost-wise?
$395 for the reserved seats down front, $320 for the terrace. And then $245 for the lawn for the whole season. So last year there was 23 or 24 paid shows. So you figured that down in the lawn section, you're paying $10 a night no matter kind of what it is.
Which is unbelievable when you put all that together and you think about the numbers. I mean, that's incredible.
Less than $20 a night for the seats.
Yeah.
So, and you can once these tickets are in your hands, you can do with them what you wish. If you want to give them to support nonprofit agencies, go ahead.
Or you want to have a couple of couples get together and buy season tickets and then split them up or divvy them up. But, hey, it's going to be fun. I know you guys have announced a couple of the smaller bands so far, right?
Yeah, just so far we've only announced one headliner so far. We got lots more on the way, though.
Who's the one headliner?
B.B. King Blues Band.
Okay.
Which would be really cool. There was a call for blues last summer. We didn't have any last summer. And was in researching options for this year. We found the B.B. King Blues Band was going to be in Michigan on June 13th. We said, well, we're on the way to Michigan from Memphis. Why don't you stop here on the 12th? And all worked out and fell in place. And so they'll be here. This is actually B.B. King's band that played with him for all these years. They just put out their new album back in February and went number one on the blues charts with that one. So we're very excited to have these accomplished acts like this coming to our town.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And some of these shows end up, I think, in my just opinion, end up being the best shows.
Yeah. You watch the one video we have on our ticketing site at Eventbrite. And you'll be impressed. I mean, these guys are just pros. They added a guy named Michael Lee, who was a finalist on The Voice a couple years back.
Yeah, I was just watching one of the videos. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they're just amazing. And, you know, be able to have that here and to see our town support, stuff like that, just makes me feel really good. You know, just I love that we've changed the vision of what Decatur can do.
Well, or reinforce what many of us have thought all along, that we could do it and we didn't have to, you know. But I tell you what, there's going to be naysayers no matter what we do about anything. But the vast majority of people, and we were there a lot of weekends, just, you know, with the smiles. And the people we talked to, Clay, from out of town.
Yeah.
I mean, we met a lot of people just standing in the concession line that didn't have any perception of Decatur at all.
Yeah.
We talked to two couples. One lived in Indianapolis. One lived in St. Louis. And they found out that the Russian group was going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And they met in Decatur. We're going to spend the weekend. And they were asking us about restaurants and things like that. They didn't have a good or bad perception. They didn't even know Decatur, Illinois. They just found this great group that they wanted to see that does this Chicago act, and they came to our community and spent the weekend.
Right, and I talked to a lot of folks from Springfield, Champaign, Bloomington, who, you know, they came, they saw our venue, they saw the setting it was in, and they said, well, we need to talk to whoever designed this because we need to build this in Bloomington, Springfield, wherever. So no, you don't. You need to come to Decatur and support Decatur and see what we've done.
Good luck going out finding a, you know, $7 million gift.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
That's the amazing thing. But you got to take that gift and turn it into action. And I will just tell you guys, so you know this, and I've spoken to Howard many times about this. He just thinks this is the biggest home run and absolutely loves the fact that so many people, so many different backgrounds and demographics, that's what I loved, right? You could come out, you look at the opening weekend. You know, you got Wynonna, who did a great show. She was so fantastic and interactive with the audience for your country fans. You had 38 Special. They were a little less interactive, but put on a great show for your classic rocks. And then you turn around and do Motown, you know, on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. And so all three of those crowds, you know, look completely different from each other, but all of them enjoying the amphitheater.
Yeah, we're trying to lock in our acts right now for opening weekend of 2020. Going to do the same thing, Memorial Day weekend. Going to do Friday and Saturday only this year, though. Just working on that. I'm going to take Sunday and just let our staff have it one day of the weekend to enjoy a little bit.
Yeah, but how great was your staff?
And you know, just fantastic. Man. I hope they all come back, honestly. Like, I don't want to train anybody new.
Yeah, all the seasonal staff were tremendous. But then, you know, I started back at the Park District in February, and getting the amphitheater outfitted up and running was kind of my first major task.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I didn't have a lot of time to learn all of the staff at the Park District. But not only the seasonal staff, but then all the full-time staff helped out. I mean, everybody was all in.
I know. I thought Tim had an airport to run.
I
did was see him every weekend.
He just likes being there.
Yeah. You know, the ladies from the office would come work. They didn't have to. They just show up and help us.
Yeah, that's what I asked Clevenger. I go, you know, this guy's a director of the airport. He goes, hey, look, he's just here because he loves being here.
He came by my office one day and he said, hey, if you need help at the front gate, let me know. I'll do whatever you need to out there. But he told me in his past he had worked down at SEMO in Cape Girardeau doing some things at their event center and things. So he was more than happy to jump in and help out where he could. It was great seeing people come together and just try to achieve one goal.
All right. Neat. What advice would you give first, Mike, to people who want to get started? You started in sort of the media side of this as a fairly young guy, but to getting involved in the community, I think people wait for an invitation and they don't need to.
Yeah, that's my advice. If you want to get involved, you know, you probably know someone that is. Talk to them. You know, how did you get involved? What did you do? And if you don't already know those people, spend time. Just Google. Google's a great thing. Just search, you know, ways to get back in Decatur. I guarantee you there'll be 200 things pop up. We have a very philanthropic town, not only financially but also with our time. I think the report was last year that Decatur gives back the most per capita of any town in the state. Unheard of.
I'm not surprised at that, you know, just seeing what we do all the time. But it's not just, you know, even philanthropy. Quality of life is important. I think this is the role you guys play and the Park District plays. You want to recruit people to work at ADM. You know, they spent millions of dollars on a new facility where they're bringing PhDs from around the world. Mm-hmm. You know, for them to have things to do in the community like the Devon Amphitheater, that's an important part of recruiting people to be a part of your community. So, yes, give back and give to charity and volunteer your time. But quality of life, Clay, is a big deal for our employers, for the entire community.
Yeah, that's right. When I look at what's available in Decatur, it used to be in college, I heard all the time, oh, there's nothing to Decatur. You got to go to Springfield. You got to go to Bloomington. You got to go to Champaign for the Friday and Saturday nights. And that's just not the case anymore. You look at everything we have to offer in Decatur, and there's just no reason to venture out.
Well, the Park District playing a huge role in it, and the list, our top influencers of 2019, Mike Wilcott and Clay Gerhardt. They are the guys who created the happy place for all of you. Happy holidays, guys. Thanks for being great role models in the community.
Thanks for choosing us. Appreciate it very much.
Appreciate it, Brian.
All right, we'll take a break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today, mostly sunny, highs near 35. Tonight, increasing clouds and lows around 25. For your Thursday, partly sunny, highs near 45. And Friday, cloudy, highs near 43. Right now, it's 24 degrees in downtown Decatur.